Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, January 13th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. Leading off today, almost 1 month after rolling out iOS 15.2 to the public, Apple has a new bug fix update for iPhone and iPad users. The company is now rolling out iOS and iPadOS 15.2.1, with bug fixes for CarPlay and sharing photos via the Messages application. You can update your iPhone or iPad to iOS 15.2.1 by heading to the Settings application, choosing General, then choosing Software Update. The update comes in at over 900 megabytes in size for the iPhone 13, so be sure to set aside a decent amount of time to complete the update. There are three primary fixes in iOS 15.2.1. Apple says the update resolves an issue where Messages may not load photos that are sent via using an iCloud link. The update also fixes an issue where third-party CarPlay applications may not respond to input. Finally, iOS 15.2.1 also includes a fix for a HomeKit denial of service vulnerability. This problem was first reported earlier this month by a security researcher who discovered that you could cause an iPhone or iPad to repeatedly crash by changing the name of a HomeKit accessory. Again, iOS 15.2.1 and iPadOS 15.2.1 are available now in the Settings application on your device. In other news today, Microsoft has poached a veteran chip designer from Apple. According to a new report from Bloomberg, Microsoft has hired Apple chip architect Mike Filippo, signaling that Microsoft is looking to ramp up its own efforts to build server chips. Filippo joined Apple in 2019 after having spent a decade as the top semiconductor designer at ARM. Prior to that, he spent time at both Intel and AMD. Filippo, although he only spent 2 years at Apple, is widely credited with advancing the capabilities of ARM's underlying technologies in phones and other devices. For Apple, the A-series chips and M-series chips used in the iPhone, iPad, and Mac are based on that ARM architecture. When Apple hired Filippo in 2019, the hiring was widely viewed as a major success for the company's efforts to transition the Mac away from Intel to ARM-based Apple Silicon. Notably, this departure comes after Intel earlier this month poached Apple's Director of Mac System Architecture, and these are just two of the most recent examples of some employee retention issues that have been plaguing Apple engineers. To counteract some of these issues, Apple has granted many of its top engineers significant stock bonuses, ranging from around $50,000 to up to $180,000. These bonuses are set to vest over 4 years, and Apple hopes the bonuses will help entice employees to remain at the company. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. If you're keeping track of a new New Year's resolution, HabitMinder is a must-have application for your iPhone and your Apple Watch. HabitMinder is designed to help you reach your daily goals and form good habits. It features a clean and simple interface and more than 50 predefined habit ideas that are available to choose from. But of course, you can also create your own habits and track them directly in the application. You can view statistics for how well you've been achieving your new habits every day, quickly log your habits via the HabitMinder application on Apple Watch, customize all of your habits to be exactly how you want them to be, and view progress directly from your iPhone's home screen using home screen widgets. Change your habits, change your life. HabitMinder is available on the App Store for iPhone and Apple Watch and Mac as a free download. Rounding out today, a handful of rumors over the past several months have indicated that Apple plans on ditching the notch design with this year's iPhone 14 Pro. Initially, it was reported that the iPhone 14 Pro would use a hole punch design, and inside that hole punch would be the front-facing camera. But now, the reliable analyst Ross Young says that Apple will use a design that actually combines a hole punch cutout and a pill-shaped cutout on the iPhone 14 Pro and Pro Max. For those unfamiliar, Ross Young is an analyst for Display Supply Chain Consultants. As such, his reporting is usually based on indications from the supply chain. He's proven to be extremely reliable over the past year, including being the sole source to report that the new MacBook Pros would feature mini LED ProMotion displays. This latest report says that this hole and pill-shaped design would be unique to Apple, similar to the notch. And on the flip side, a simple hole punch design would have been similar to the designs used by many Android manufacturers. So by using a combination hole punch and pill-shaped design, Apple can differentiate the iPhone from other Android devices. The design is certainly interesting, and it's kind of hard to explain. We've got a mock-up showing what it could look like at the link in the show notes, but basically you would have the front-facing camera and a hole punch cutout on the right, and then on the left there would be a pill-shaped cutout where some of the Face ID components were held. This combination design would seemingly give Apple more room to fit all of the Face ID components outside of the notch. And remember that with the iPhone 13 this year, Apple did make the notch slightly smaller in width, but slightly taller in height. This year, it seems that Apple does indeed have plans to ditch the notch altogether in the highest-end iPhone 14 Pro and Pro Max. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.